My name is Jeta Gjara. I'm the anchor of Jeta në Kosovë, the current affairs program in Kosovo, and founder of Balkan Investigative Reporting Network. I have two questions. The theme of today's discussion here is unfinished business. As you know, the biggest economy project that is unfinished business is the transmission line, the energy transmission line between Kosovo and Albania, which you cannot claim Europe hasn't invested. This is one project where Europe has invested Germans 70 million euros to build a new transmission line which will make energy prices for our citizens of Kosovo and Albania, we expect, cheaper. Yet it's not functional because Serbia is stopping it. Now, how long are you going to wait? What's your strategy? How long are you going to wait for Serbia to make up its mind to let this energy line work, which we suspect is also not working, not only because Serbia is blocking it, but is because organized criminal groups are interested to keep the energy prices as they are. So most citizens of Kosovo especially don't buy the argument that it's only being stopped by Serbia. So that's one question. What's your strategy to get that transmission line working, an investment that has been put in our region? Second question is a bit more difficult probably for you, but as you know, we have a Bern Albania office and we have investigative journalists who in last elections, local elections, we thought were helping you in rule of law reform by exposing the political candidates, the mayoral candidates in Albania which had a criminal record, which we hope your party, when your party would get that information, you would not allow people to run for elections who have a criminal record. Let's move to next elections. My question to you is your party going to put really deeds to words of what you're saying, that you're interested in rule of law reform, but are you going to allow in the future election, which are likely to take place in Albania this year, MPs of your party who have a criminal record? Or are you going to be in denial, as your prime minister was when we last published investigations? And he said that my colleagues who published that were bluffing, and he's going to sue, but he never sued because we were right, and we had documents to prove that some members who were in mayoral elections had a criminal record. So can we expect a clean list, electoral list from your party at the very least? The two questions.
The second question was about our relations with Kosovo. I think I was explaining the position of Albania and the position of Prime Minister of Albania as regards the cooperation and the strategic partnership we have with Kosovo, and I cannot add anything to that. There were two questions coming from Kosovo. First, I would like to commend the work of BIRN in my country. You have published some very interesting reports, which of course were not very much welcomed by everybody in the political scene. I would like to encourage U.S. assistance, and I would like to link your questions also with the role of the U.S. assistance in Albania, but also in the neighborhood. I think we need more reports coming from BIRN, and I would like to encourage the work of the investigative journalism in our neighborhood, because we need more professional people, especially in our societies where the line between media, business and politics in some cases is blurring. So I really encourage you to continue with the good work you are doing, and in relation to the questions you posed, first on decriminalization, there is also an initiative of our party to align better the requirements of the electoral code with the decriminalization law that has been passed in the parliament. I believe the list of candidates would be clean, and I'm one of those politicians who would advocate for that, because I believe Albania has talented men and women across the political spectrum. But on the other hand, one should note that those phenomena which we have seen in the case of Albania were not typical Albanian phenomena. We have seen even recently in the Italian political scene the same phenomena, and our decriminalization law is being inspired by the Italian model, and in our case it's stricter. The fact that it's stricter doesn't mean that it's being fully implemented, so there is of course room for improvement, and I take your criticism as a reflection for more political determination in dealing with this phenomenon and not just approving the law. Energy. I have discussed at length this issue today also at the World Bank. I think there are two main obstacles. You mentioned the transmission line between countries in achieving goals that are foreseen in this green is not the one would like to see. But I fully agree with you that we are experiencing a difficult situation where the line between political and economic interests, sometimes it's very difficult to be detected properly. It is interesting also to note that in the recent months we have seen and we have listened ideas, especially from Prime Minister of Serbia, speaking about a regional market. And one needs to take into consideration or to assess the feasibility of this initiative, since we are facing political obstacles in the region. So you cannot have a regional market or without a custom union, and you cannot have custom union if countries do not recognize each other. So we need to have a balanced and realistic approach when we discuss about those issues. And this brings me to the last question about regional cooperation. We would favor any regional cooperation that is not seen as an alternative to EU membership. This is our first caveat. And the second caveat is we would favor any regional cooperation that is not based on old ideas. We have listened that the Prime Minister of Serbia is speaking about the recreation of Yugoslavia, minus Slovenia and Croatia plus Albania. We don't want to go back to those days. We are looking towards European Union. And our third caveat is that we would favor any regional initiative which aims to bring Western Balkan countries closer to European family and closer to NATO. Because our panorama it's quite diverse. You have NATO member states in the Western Balkans, Croatia, Albania, and in the near future, Montenegro. You have countries which do not have an institutionalized relationship with NATO, Kosovo. Although Kosovo is seeking to have an institutionalized relationship with NATO, and you have countries like Serbia and recently Bosnia, which are advocating a neutral stance towards NATO. So That's why I put these caveats when we discuss about regional cooperation.